way everything unfolded in terms of being on IR, maybe thinking your season's over, and now all of a sudden playing again.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's it was kind of just a turning point, you know. Leaving Atlanta, you know, it was just something that happened, and you know, I'm just excited to be here and have this opportunity to be back playing again.
Have you thought you were pretty much done for the year? Were you already looking ahead to 2016, or did you know?
No, not at all, man. I was just doing my thing, you know, just rehabbing as much as I can, staying in the training room, working, and you know, you never know what could happen, so you just got to stay on top of your stuff, and that's exactly what I was doing.
What's the most important thing impressing a team this late in the season when, you know, obviously, you know, Tom has his receiving core in place? What's the key to you?
You know, it's a totally different system than what I was in. So you got to come in, you got to work hard. You got to get the playbook down, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to be on top of your stuff. So the most important thing is just knowing what you're doing, knowing what you got to do, knowing you got to line up, knowing how to get back to the locker room, you know, and just learning everything, how things are done with her.
Receivers talk about how tough this playbook is. Does it seem more difficult than most playbooks you're
Yeah, definitely, to? Definitely. You know, especially when you got not so much time to pick it up. You know, most people, you start learning it in OTAs and minicamp and stuff, and I only been in it for 2 days, so it's tough. It's tough to pick it up as fast as you can. But, you know, I just got to keep working, keep meeting with the coaches, doing the extra stuff, and I get it down.
When you were coming out of Miami, how much contact did you have with the Patriots in terms of
when I was coming out of Miami, as in when I was getting drafted?
Yeah.
I can't recall. I don't really know if I had any contact or much at all, you know. That process was just working out, doing what I can, getting prepared for the draft and the combine, that's all.
And for those who aren't familiar with your style of play, how would you describe it?
You know, I don't know. I think that's for everybody else to describe that. I can't really say. I just try to do my job to the best that I can and, you know, work hard as I can and do what I can to help the team out.
Do you have any connections to any of the other players on this team?
Yeah, of course. You know, I played with a couple of players, whether it's James White in high school, Asante, Cleveland, you know, at Miami. And, you know, coming out of big school like St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, you're going to play out with quite a few players. I'm feeling pretty good, you know. Hey, man, playing this game, you'll never be 100%. And the only thing you do is just keep working, keep doing what you can, and make it work.
What were you trying to do in your first, you know, 2 days or first day of practice?
Do whatever I can, whatever they wanted me to do, you know. Work hard, compete, catch the ball, make plays, and just have fun.
Do you try to show them, though, that you're fully healthy and you can make all the cuts, you can run all the routes?
You know, I just go out there, like I just said, just go out there and do whatever I can, you know. Make the plays, know the lineup, catch the football, get open, and just have fun and enjoy it.
Hunter, you mentioned you've been doing all the extra stuff to try to get used to what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. What does that entail? Is it meeting with teammates, coaches? Is it studying on your own? What have you been doing to try to get up to speed?
All of the above, you know. You got to do it all. If not, you're going to miss it. If not, you'll never learn it. So whether it's after practice, before practice, in the meeting rooms, you know, staying here to 9, 10 o'clock, you got to get it done because it's not going to wait for you. If you don't get it done, you'll never know it. So, you know, just got to just keep working, keep putting in the work, and it'll come.
In Atlanta, one of the things that some of the people that watched you play there said that you did a great job there, but there were a few dropped passes. How do you sort of view that aspect of your time in Atlanta?
You know, it happened, you know. I mean, but, you know, you just have to, like I say, keep putting in the extra work. Know what costs it. Know what you can work on. It gives you something more to practice in practice. It gives you something to do before practice and after practice. And that's what you have to do. Just keep working on, know what caused it, and get it fixed.
When you looked at it, what would you say did cause it? Was it more concentration, technique?
You know, just trying to be anxious and make a play. That's it. You know, you want to make a play for your teammates, and you want to make that big play, and you want to help your team. But you know, you got to focus and do what you can and get the ball.
Thank you.